You can get anything you want in New York City, unless what you want is to shop at Walmart. Unions and politicians in the Big Apple have kept the mega retailer out, but Walmart wants in. And as NPR's Robert Smith reports, even a hostile city council probably can't stop it.
You know how Walmart has those greeters at the front entrance? Well, at a New York City Council meeting yesterday, about 100 people stood outside to offer this salutation to Walmart.
Don't come in. Not in our communities.
You would make a great anti-Walmart greeter.
Well, one thing about real New Yorkers is that we don't shut up.
Valerie Jean is absolutely right about that one. The city council hearing on the impact of a New York City Walmart store lasted 4 long hours. When it came to hating Walmart, the council stacked it deep and sold it cheap. City Council member Charles Barron represents the East New York neighborhood that Walmart's been eyeing. He set the tone.
Don't even think about coming into East New York. We're desperate for jobs, but we're not going to take anything. We want jobs with dignity, jobs with integrity, jobs with self-respect.
You know, you kind of get the feeling that Barron may vote against a Walmart store. Small problem, though. There isn't anything to actually vote on. Walmart has not formally picked a site in New York City. There's no request for a zoning change. And in fact, it's unclear who Barron was actually speaking to, since Walmart refused to show up for the hearing, which made City Council President Christine Quinn all the more mad.
Walmart's absence and refusal to attend sadly only leads me to be further skeptical about them as a company.
And so the flogging began, with testimony from professors about how Walmart can drive smaller stores out of business, and impassioned pleas from small business owners worried about the competition, and unions concerned about the low wages. So why didn't Walmart executives want to show up for their own funeral?
Well, I didn't say we weren't going to be listening.
Stephen Restivo is Walmart's director of community affairs. He was going to watch a webcast of the hearing from the safety of his own computer in New Jersey. Restivo says the whole event was hypothetical. There's no project yet. And it ignored the fact that there are dozens of other big box stores in New York, Target, Costco, Home Depot. Restivo says customers should make this decision.
If we open a store and no one comes, or we open a hiring center and no one applies for a job, we'll have learned a really important lesson about New York City. We just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they're making sure it isn't going to happen. Instead of going to the hearing, Walmart bought radio ads talking up the benefits of a megastore. They even flew New York neighborhood leaders down to Bentonville, Arkansas. Charles Fisher took the trip, and he testified at the hearing that he was now 100% for Walmart. Fisher says executives there promised plenty of jobs and even money for college.
If Walmart comes into my community and they lied to me, they won't be here very long. Believe that. All right? They'll be running out of New York City.
In the end, Walmart may be able to sidestep politics altogether. One possible site for them in Brooklyn has already been zoned for big box stores. In theory, Walmart wouldn't need anything but the property developer's permission. But the New York City Council clearly sent the message, they're not going to make it easy. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.